it's not too late for us to partner with you in training for End Time Revival. Applications are due July 15th. For more information, visit us on the web at indianabiblecollege.org/admissions. Our final sermon for the Indiana Bible College Theology Conference was preached by Brother Jason McGee. His sermon title is Arise, Shine.
Thank the Lord in your own way, however you feel like thanking the Lord this morning. Thank Him for His goodness, His mercy, His grace. Thank Him for His Word. Thank Him for truth. Are you thankful to be in the truth here this morning? Praise the name of the Lord. It is a privilege and an honor to be with you this morning. And this week it has been a blessing in my life. The fellowship, the encouragement, the strength that I've received just by being here. I give honor to Pastor Mooney. What an awesome man of God. He truly is a modern day hero in the faith. And I look up to Brother Mooney, and I'm thankful for the stand he takes for truth and his vision for IBC. Again, to Elder Rodenbush, great to see Brother Rodenbush. To Rob and Sister Jay Rodenbush, great friends of ours, and we're thankful for that friendship. It strengthens us. And to Brother Kilman, what an awesome host you are, and what a great spirit. I have a kindred spirit with Brother Kilman. He's awesome to be around, and I love it when he says, come on now. Come on now. I like that. It rubs off on you. And Brother Galleon, to the staff, it's great to be here. Are you thankful for IBC staff, the staff pastors? And to the students, thank you for taking up the burden and taking up the desire and answering the call to preach and propel the gospel forward in this world. And I just ask a question this morning. Are you ready for more? Are you ready for more of what God has called you for? This theology conference, the theme is ordered, and I believe everyone in here, you are ordered of God. But in that calling and in that purpose, God has more for us. And I believe God is going to speak to us here this morning. So let's just pray again and let's ask the Lord. And that's the question. Are you ready for more? Let's just say, God, I'm ready for more. Would you baptize me with more passion, more enthusiasm? Let's pray together. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. Lord, we believe, God, that you're going to baptize us not only with the Holy Ghost, but with fire here this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Have your way in this service. In Jesus' mighty name, put your hands together one more time. Praise the Lord. Brother Mooney, great to see you. I've already given you honor, but I give you double honor here this morning. Praise God. I also want to give my bishop honor, my pastor. So thankful for Pastor Henson, and I truly give him honor. If he didn't allow me to be here, I wouldn't be here. Even though I was elected in as pastor, he is still my pastor. And to the young men and women, you need the voice of your pastor in your life. And one of the greatest attributes of ministry is not just faithfulness and availability, but it's submission. And it's not true submission until your pastor tells you you can't go somewhere. And I've been there. He said, no, I don't want you to preach that sermon, or I don't want you to preach that conference. I want you to stay home. And that's true submission. So I give honor to my pastor for letting me be here today. And I'm thankful for his leadership. I want to direct us to Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 through 3. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 through 3. Verse number 1. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. I'm so thankful that we've seen the light and the revelation of who God is. I'm thankful for the glory of God rising upon the church. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon them, and his glory shall be seen upon them. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. I want to preach for just a moment on this topic. Arise, shine. Arise, shine. Could you give God some praise for his glory, for his presence? If you're thankful for that glory, give him some praise. Lift up your voice and just thank him for the light. Thank him for truth. Thank him for the apostolic message. Praise the name of the Lord. Before you're seated, if you have your cell phone, I want you to go ahead and take your cell phone out. And you don't want to do this if your instructors and your pastor tells you not to. But give you a little bit of permission, Brother Mooney, if that's okay, if they can take out their cell phones. Praise God. And if you have a flashlight, turn the flashlight on. And if you believe that God has ordered your steps, go ahead and turn that cell phone on, turn the light on, and just raise it up high in the air, just like that. And again, you can keep it out, but no texting, no tweeting, no Snapchatting this morning, all right? And now just turn to somebody and tell them to sit down and hide their light. Tell them to sit down and hide their light. You see, it happens that easy. The Word of God tells you to arise and shine, but somebody tells you to sit down and hide your light. It happens that easy. Other voices in society, they will tell you to sit down and hide your light. In other words, don't stand up for truth. And I know that's a simple example, but there's voices in our society that will tell us to sit down and hide our light. Sit down and don't proclaim the apostolic message. There's voices in the world that are against the church. But I hear the voice of Jesus saying that the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Oh, come on. We need to arise and let our light shine. We don't need to become complacent and unmoved by the preaching of the Word of God. We don't need to become complacent in the presence of God. I challenge us with this question this morning. What voice are you going to listen to in your life? Are you going to listen to the voices that are around you telling you to sit down and hide your light? Are you going to listen to the power and the Spirit of God moving the church to arise and shine in a dark generation? We need a boldness and we need a courage in this society to tell the voices of the world and Satan, I'm not going to sit down. I'm not going to sit down and hold my peace, but I'm going to stand and let my light shine in a dark world. I'm not going to bow down to the idols of this world. I'm not going to listen to the forces of this world and hide my light. I'm going to stand up for holiness. I'm going to stand up for righteousness. I'm going to stand for separation of a lifestyle. I'm going to let my light shine. Hallelujah. We sing a song in Sunday school, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. It's time for the church to arise and let our light shine. You see, the first phrase of Isaiah in that proclamation, arise, shine, it's not just advice. It's not just a passive invitation. It's not even an encouragement or even a warning. But arise is a direct declaration of the command that Jesus himself would echo in the New Testament. When he began to echo to the apostles that you are the light of the world. The apostle Paul wrote about it in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 14. He says, wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give the light. In other words, the word arise is a divine command that is given to the children of God throughout all ages. Arise means rise up. to stir up, to move up, or even wake up. Arise echoes the call to press toward that high calling that's in Jesus Christ. It's the ever upward pursuit of Jesus Christ, the ever upward elevation of God. Arise means that we have a command by God to let His truth go into all of the world. Just like in the account of creation, when God commanded the light to appear in the midst of prevailing darkness, arise is a command from God Almighty to the true church to let our light shine before men in the prevailing darkness of this world. In chapter 60 of the book of Isaiah, although Isaiah was speaking in second person, as if this glorious event had actually already happened, he was prophesying about the magnificent future that awaits the children of God when they attain the ultimate glory of God. The promise of God's glory arising upon man. It's a wonderful promise to all generations of believers. The promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off. You see, that light is the Spirit of God manifest through the infilling of the Holy Ghost. His glory is the source of our power, which illuminates our life. You see, natural science, it teaches us that every light needs a power source. The lights in this sanctuary or this chapel, the lights on your cell phone, that flashlight, it needs a power source. Our power source this morning, it's the power of the Word of God. It's the power of His Spirit. Oh, come on. We need the power of the Holy Ghost moving in our church services. We need the Spirit of God to baptize us not only with the Holy Ghost, but it needs to baptize us with fire. Oh, come on. Theology cannot just become theory. That's the danger of theology. It can't become theory. It can't become man's thoughts. No class can teach you the power of the Holy Ghost. No sermon you hear can teach you the power of the Holy Ghost. It has to come by revelation. Jesus asked His disciples, "Whom do men say that I am?" He says, "Some say that you're John the Baptist. Others say you're Elijah. Others say you're Jeremiah." But Jesus said, "Whom do you say that I am?" And Peter said, "You are the Christ. You are the Messiah." And Jesus said, "Flesh and blood hasn't taught this to you." Come on, no IBC class can teach that to you. We need a spirit of revelation in our churches to teach individuals that there is only one God and His name is Jesus. Oh, come on, there's not three gods, there's no demigod, but there's only one God. He's the Father of all. He's in all and above all and through all. Oh, give God some praise for that revelation. Yes. Praise the name of the Lord. So for you and me to have spiritual illumination in our life, we need the source of the Holy Ghost. We need the power of God moving in our life. We need the power of God operating in our services. We need the power of God operating in our Bible studies. We need the power of God to move and operate in our classes. We need the power of the Spirit of God. Hear me this morning. There are forces in the world that would attempt to minimize the essentiality of the full plan of salvation, which encompasses the infilling of the Holy Ghost. That's why the church needs to arise and continue to proclaim the Acts 2:38 message. Repentance is essential. Baptism in Jesus' name is essential. The infilling of the Holy Ghost, evidence with speaking in other tongues, it is essential. We can't listen to the voice of society. We can't listen to the voice of religion telling us to sit down. But it's time for the true church to arise and let our light shine. That's a voice that attempts to attack the church. I was in an altar service and I was praying for a young man who had been seeking the Holy Ghost for quite some time. And typically, I never done this before and I've never done this afterwards. But I felt the Holy Ghost, unction of the Holy Ghost telling me just to stop him praying. And the Holy Ghost said, I want you to tell him that it's essential to receive the Holy Ghost. And I stopped him from praying and I said, I need to tell you something the Word of the Lord wants you to know. That it's essential to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And they don't teach that in altar training seminars. That's something you may not want to do. You want to make sure you've heard from God before you do that. But he got so mad, Brother Mooney. He took his hands down. He got mad and he walked away from the altar. After the church service, I went over there and I began to talk to him. And we began to talk about the Word of God. And all he wanted to do was argue. I said, I'm not going to argue with you about baptism or even the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I said, but I want you to pray that God gives you revelation. And several weeks went by, even months went by. And Brother Haney came to our church and he was teaching a leadership seminar. It was at the conclusion of a leadership seminar that there was an altar call and there was a powerful move of the Holy Ghost. But in that service, that young man, he received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. After that, he came up to me and he apologized. He said, I was in prayer and I got a revelation that there is only one God. But I also got a revelation that I need the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Oh, come on. We need a revelation in our churches. It can't just be theology, but it needs to be a revelation that comes by the Spirit of God. It is essential. We can't lose the authentic move of the Holy Ghost in our lives. We can't lose that authentic move in our services. The Holy Ghost, hear me, is not something that you can coach up, conjure up, or even repeat after me up. But the Holy Ghost is the same Spirit that moved in the beginning. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. I'm still thankful that the Spirit of God moves in our generation. We need a move of the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. Could we just stop and give God some praise for a moment? Are you thankful for the Holy Ghost? Are you thankful for truth? Oh, yes. Praise God. It must be understood that Isaiah was not preaching to a generation that would just be taken into captivity in Babylon. He was not just speaking to a generation that would be forced to live in exile or as slaves in a strange land, but he was speaking to our generation that would discover and fully understand that sin and worldliness perverts their mission as God's people. Sin perverts this world, ultimately leading us into bondage. Isaiah was foretelling of a time when gross darkness would cover the earth. He was preparing a generation that would fully understand the effects of gross darkness. He said gross darkness would cover the face of the earth. You see, darkness is anything that is devoid or partially devoid of light. And if we can we turn off the lights in the chapel at this time? You see, darkness is anything that is not receiving, reflecting, transmitting, or radiating light. Darkness can be further defined as anything transmitting only a portion of light. That's why we need the Word of God preached as it was delivered to the apostles. The apostolic message doesn't need to be watered down. It doesn't need to be diluted. It doesn't need to be deleted. Holiness still is irrelevant. Modesty in dress and lifestyle is still God's plan. True gender independence is more important now than ever before. Women need to dress like women, and men need to dress like men. We live in a society that's trying to destroy the light of apostolic identity and separation of lifestyle. But that's why the church needs to arise and let their light shine in a gross and a dark world. You see, consequently, darkness It can be defined as anything of low or very low likeness. Darkness can also mean anything arising from or showing evil traits or evil desires. Consequently, darkness can be defined as evil. It can be defined as that which is dismal or gloomy. Darkness is anything lacking knowledge or truth or morals. In other words, darkness is unenlightened, not having clear understanding or rationale of the Word of God. Darkness can be defined as that which relates to ugliness or depressing circumstances, or as the Bible defines it, darkness simply is sin. So it is, we are living in a generation that lives in, it sees and understands the effects of darkness greater than any other generation. Sin and perversion, sexual immorality, false doctrine, and gross darkness is all around us. All you have to do is look at the news and see that there's darkness all around us. But we cannot get comfortable with the darkness that is around us. We can't let our light be dimmed. We can't let our light go out. We can't sit down and hide our light under a bushel, but we need to arise up and let our light shine in a dark world. We're living in gross darkness. You can just look at the news and see that there's darkness all around us. When individuals are marching and advocating for selfishness and the destruction of life, evil is all around us. Some weeks ago, I was reading about a 12-year-old girl that she took her life and she streamed it live on social media. We live in gross darkness. However, even though there's gross darkness upon the earth, there's still a people. There's still a church. There's still some IBC students that will arise and shine in this last day, because the glory of God has risen upon you, and the glory of God is upon you, and He's called you. He's ordered your steps. Oh, hallelujah. You're getting the idea now. If you could just lift up that light, if you have that light, would you just lift it up? And when you lift up that light, look what it's doing. It's displacing the darkness. It's displacing the gross darkness. We need a church that says, I'm not going to sit down, but I'm going to let my light shine. If you're going to let your light shine, would you just lift up your voice and lift up that light and say, God, use me for your glory. Oh, hallelujah. That's right. Oh, hallelujah. Let a spirit of prayer sweep over the chapel. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I don't have to finish this sermon if the Holy Ghost sweeps in. Oh, hallelujah. Let a spirit of intercession sweep through this chapel. Oh, hallelujah. Isaiah said, arise and shine. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. If the Lord moves on you, pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Isaiah said, arise and shine. It's a powerful proclamation to this generation who would see darkness but would also experience the awesome light and power of God coming upon them. God has ordered your steps. You are called to proclaim this message. Under the anointing of God, Isaiah was prophesying, arise, shine to this generation that would know both the joys and the challenges of being delivered from captivity and oppression. God's word is to every generation that would know the happiness of spiritual freedom, but would also have the fear of barely existing and struggling with reclaiming the meaning of life. Therefore, God's word is ministering to our generation and to every person that emerges from hopelessness righteousness of sin and bondage. Isaiah was proclaiming in God's word to a generation that would experience the misery and the despair that comes when the word of God does not match one's reality. When that happens, our life will be in darkness. But most of us, we've experienced the freedom and the liberation that the light brings into our life. In times past, we can look back when our lifestyle and our actions were not in alignment with God's word. Our life and our minds were in continual conflict with our faith, making life a constant battle, oftentimes leading to depression, misery, and darkness. However, when God brings us out of gross darkness, and when we begin to arise above the captivity of the enemy, and when he begins to call us, and when he begins to equip us, and when we rise and let our light shine, the joy and the peace that comes with that, it is unspeakable. Hallelujah. I'm thankful for the joy and the peace of God. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord, for the light. Thank you, Lord, for your light. You see, the displacement of gross darkness was and is the crucible of darkness that Isaiah promised would be destroyed. It was destroyed when the word of God, the true light of the world, was tabernacled or fleshed. He was made flesh and became the focal point of Jesus Christ. You see, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. You see, the light that John wrote about was the same light that Isaiah prophesied about. Jehovah of the Old Testament is the same as Jesus in the New Testament. I'm thankful to see that revelation in the word of God. There is only one God. Hallelujah. You see, the concept of God's glory rising upon us, it is so powerful that it will enable us to rise above sin. It allow us to rise above mundane desires or even worries. It'll allow us to rise above circumstances and situations that attack the church. Thus, it allows us to illuminate and cleave to the divine will of God in our lives. It allows us to continue down the path that God has set before us. The word of God, it is a lamp unto our feet. It is a light unto our path. God has ordered your steps. You just need to walk in the light. You don't need to get away from the light. Let his word guide you. Hallelujah. We need the revelation of his word. With this spiritual illumination and revelation, it's time for the church of the living God to arise and shine. It's time to arise and praise God for his glory. If you have that desire to arise and let your light shine in a gross and a dark world, would you just stand to your feet and lift up that light one more time and give God some praise? Oh, hallelujah, that's right. Praise him for his goodness. Praise him for his mercy. Praise him for truth. Praise him for the apostolic message. Praise him for everlasting love. Praise him for his healing. If he's touched your mind, if he's delivered you from depression or oppression, give him some praise. Praise him for his provision. Praise him for his protection. Praise him for his patience, his power. Oh, hallelujah. If he set you free, give him some praise like you mean it. We need to arise and shine. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. If you have a desire to be used of God, I want you to fill up this altar. Bring your lights with you. Hallelujah. And just hold them high. You see, when you hold up your light, others can see. When you hold up your light and you begin to move, you can point people to Jesus Christ. And that's what the church is called to do. That's why you're an IBC. You're an IBC to let your light shine, the light of God's word shine. You see, God has called each of us in Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 through 17. And I prophesy this over you today. It's the words of Jesus. He said, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is heaven." You see, when we let our light shine, it's not for our glory. Our singing talent that God has given us is not for our glory. Our preaching ability is not for God, is not for our glory. But every talent God has given you is to bring glory to His name and bring others to Jesus Christ. "Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy it, but to fulfill it." You see, Jesus did not come to destroy the law. He did not come to destroy the prophecy of Isaiah, but to fulfill it. You see, when you come forward, God is going to use you to let your light shine. And now, those that don't have your light, I want you to just sit where you are and just stand there. But I want the students that have their light, I want you to turn and face the audience. I want you to turn and face the audience. And I want you to see all the individuals that don't have a light. You see, how are you going to use the light that God has given you? You're going to turn to a world that's in gross darkness. And you're going to be able to go out and pick people up. You're going to be able to go out and teach a Bible study. You're going to be able to go out and get people and bring them to the altar. So my prayer that this morning is that God would baptize us with the Holy Ghost, with fire, and with a desire to see the Word of God go forth. If we could have the lights turned on and the musicians would come, if you could just begin to lift up your voice in prayer and ask God to begin to use you in this dark world. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. That's right. Begin to pray and say, "God, use me as your light." Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, use us for your glory.
You've been listening to the Indiana Bible College Chapel Podcast. It's not too late for us to partner with you in training for end time revival. Applications are due July 15th. For more information, visit us on the web at indianabiblecollege.org/admissions.